As 2019 comes to a close, lots of organizations are asking people to consider them for end-of-year giving. VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes reports that some Vermonters are making the case to give to local institutions of higher education.
The head of the Vermont Community Foundation says it simply, higher ed, specifically the community college system, remains broadly overlooked by philanthropy. Dan Smith lays out the case for supporting it in a recent op-ed published in papers around the state.
Community College in Vermont is the second largest college in the state and enrolls, 5,000 Vermonters a semester. And so from the perspective of achieving impact with your philanthropy and making a difference in people's lives, it's a remarkable place.
Smith sits on the board of the McClure Foundation, a major donor over the last few years to the Community College of Vermont. He's also a past president of Vermont Technical College. In his op-ed, he points to the state's higher ed enrollment rate at 58% for most Vermonters, but 36% for low-income students. Smith makes the case that the way to narrow that gap is to support the Community College of Vermont.
I hope that as people come to the end of the year, they think about their giving relative to what's going on in their communities and what their neighbors experience.
But community colleges haven't always benefited from outside donors. Smith says only about 1.5% of all private donations for higher ed go to community colleges. According to CCV's annual report, the school brought in over $656,000 from donors and foundations in fiscal year 2019. And the school has a $1.1 million endowment for student success to support scholarships. But that pales in comparison with some other schools in the state. Middlebury College's endowment is nearly $1.2 billion. Norwich University received over $19.6 million in gifts in this past fiscal year, and its endowment is over $214 million. Bennington College has launched a program called Art for Access. The school asks for donations of artwork to adorn the college and to sell when the time is right. And the school is in the midst of a campaign to bolster its endowment up to $100 million. Isabel Roche is Bennington's interim president. She says healthy endowments are key to stability.
Particularly when schools are reliant on tuition and annual fundraising, having some form of kickoff from the endowment that supports the budget is really important. If it's somewhere between 4 or 5% of the endowment, you know that every year a percentage of your budget is going to be funded in that stable, steady way.
According to the news website Inside Higher Ed, an industry survey shows big dollar totals flow into higher ed, $46.73 billion last year. And this year, we saw a donation scandal emerge around parents hoping to influence admissions decisions. But philanthropy support from outside donors and foundations is becoming an increasingly bigger piece of the economic pie for some schools. Sterling College in the Northeast Kingdom is a prime example. The school is committed to educating students as well as addressing climate change, and that's gotten the attention of some environmentally focused donors. President Matthew Durr says about 40% of the school's operating budget consistently comes from donors.
Growth in annual giving is going to be a critical part of our business model going forward. And we won't simply be able to rely on our alumni. We're going to have to go beyond our alumni group to prove to people and to foundations that what we're doing is absolutely critically important to them and to the communities in which they live.
With less than 125 full-time students, Durr says Sterling has to prove that its impact has reach. He says tax-exempt colleges and universities are meant to perform a societal good, not just serve individual students.
But we've been able to make the argument to philanthropists, to foundations, to donors, that they should invest in this educational model because of the common good that it performs.
Colleges draw upon that idea of working for the common good. Dan Smith of the Vermont Community Foundation puts it this way.
What is the institution doing to address the greatest challenges we face right now? Because I think philanthropy has an obligation and a responsibility to help us get at some of those great challenges.
Smith says those challenges can be local or global. it's up to individual donors to decide what's important to them. For VPR News, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.